the chambers of the Joburg Metro. Find out what's exactly is happening with the election race for a new mayor. Alpha Ramoshwane, EWN reporter, has been out there again. Alpha, I don't know if you've decided to bring a sleeping bag because you're spending a lot of time there, but it's a running story. It's an important one. Where do we stand on the election? Any timeline on exactly when that's going to happen?
Good afternoon, John. Well, at the moment, the councillors are voting for a new mayor.
Okay.
And the election management body, the IEC, is overseeing this whole process. Now, this means that the voting is in the form of a closed ballot. So all protocol needs to be made they need to make sure that all protocol is observed. At the moment, the councillors are voting, and it seems like it's just the DA's councillors who still have to vote. And thereafter, the IEC will then go to the voting, counting process to see which candidate has prevailed. Just to take you back, it's the Aljamaat Thapelo Ahmad versus Mpopalatse from the DA, who's also the former mayor. This is Action SA's Funzi Ngubeni, and these three today will be going or are going head to head for the mayoral position. So soon after the IEC is finished with the vote counting process, then the city of Joburg will know who's the new mayor of the metro.
So, Alpha, is it fair to assume that given that Action SA is putting up their own candidate, that any attempts to repair the previous coalition have failed? Do you know if there was any overnight effort to mend fences and patch it all together?
No, at the moment, John, there was no mending of any sort. These two parties, the Action SA and the DA, are still not seeing eye to eye. I mean, they have both fielded candidates to run for the mayoral position. From the Action SA, it's Funzi Ngubeni. From the DA, it's Mpopalatse. So if they had fixed their issues or their differences, they would have agreed on one candidate from both the parties.
Yes.
Now, the fact that it's still the DA versus the Action SA, it just shows that the parties have still not found a common ground at this moment. And basically, Mpopalatse and Action SA's Funzi Ngubeni will be going against each other. Now, that also paints a picture that now that these two will not be voting together, they already don't have sufficient numbers for each of their candidates to be elected as mayor. So that's why at this moment it really seems like the Aljamaat Thapelo Ahmad has the upper hand, because he has the backing of the minority parties, the ANC and the EFF. And on that side, it's just the DA voting by itself today.
So we heard you earlier in the bulletin. You've been chatting to Dada Morero, who is the ANC's leader in Joburg, in the Joburg Metro. And he's saying exactly what? I mean, my understanding is he's saying that in a sense, Thapelo Ahmad is a temporary seat warmer, but that there will then be another ballot in which he's expecting to step forward as the ANC's candidate and in the optimistic view that he expects to win. Have I understood that correctly?
Yes, John. Essentially, this stems from the city of Ekurhuleni Council, where in Ekurhuleni, the EFF wants the mayoral seat, and the ANC also wanted that very same seat, but the EFF had vowed that they would not give them support, and that seat belongs to the EFF. So what's happening here is the ANC has now agreed to give Ekurhuleni to the EFF, and the EFF has also agreed that no, we will be giving Joburg to the ANC. So these two metros are working hand in hand, and the two parties have been negotiating for over 2 months now since Tanya Campbell's motion in November last year. So at the moment, the ANC and EFF have reached a common ground, and the ANC has agreed to support the EFF in Ekurhuleni for the mayoral chair. And it's going to be easy should the EFF and Nkululeko Dunga be elected as the council speaker in Ekurhuleni. It's going to be more easier for the EFF to table the motion, for the EFF's motion in Ekurhuleni to be accepted, so that they can table a motion against the mayor, Tanya Campbell, and have the EFF's leader go into the mayoral position. So if the EFF ends up having Ekurhuleni, it's now confirmed that Joburg will come to the ANC. Now, it means that there's going to be some sort of handover or another motion of no confidence that will be tabled in Joburg against the new mayor. If Thapelo Ahmad is elected today, he might face a motion of no confidence maybe in like 6 months to give way for the ANC. So at this moment, it does seem like the new mayor of Joburg will be a temporary one.
Okay, Alpha Ramoshwan, well, what do you think, Joburg residents? What do you think, Ekurhuleni residents? This is what's all happening. The question I would ask now, in the light of what Alpha's just told us, is if this was the plan all along, why not have a vote of no confidence when the plan was in place and put Dada Morero in straight away? What is the value of having somebody in there as a temporary stopgap measure? Because the city needs leadership, the city needs stuff being done, and you've got potentially a new mayor taking the seat with a ticking clock in the background saying, well, you know, do what you can, but bear in mind you've only got a few months. Quite extraordinary. I cannot see how that moves Joburg, a city absolutely crying out for decisions and decisive action, how that actually serves the many millions of people who live here. But that's my thought. What's yours?